Thank you, guys. Appreciate you leading out in worship today. Joy to the world. That's what we just sang. Joy to the world. The Lord has come, and that's what our sermon title is going to be today. Lessons from Christmas. Lessons from Christmas is what we've been talking about the last four Sundays, and today we wrap it up. And declaring joy to the world. The Lord has come. That is joy. That's what brings us joy today, knowing that we've been given a Savior. We've been given access to God. We've been given a reason to live. We've been given hope in a lost and dying, desperate world. And so we can have joy in the midst of trials. Matter of fact, count it all joy when you face various troubles and trials that come along your way is what Scripture tells us to do. Joy and trouble, that doesn't make sense. But that's exactly what God calls us to, because in this world we're going to have what? We're going to have some trouble. What do you do with that? I mean, Does it mean that, you know, you go huddle up in a corner and say, I give up, surrender, I'm done? No, not for the child of God. There's still something to grasp hold of, and that is the strong arms of a king. And so today we can have joy. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, you've never confessed Him as the Lord of your life, surrendered your will to God's will, then today you can receive joy too, because without Christ, there's no joy. There's no hope ultimately. And so significantly, we want to acknowledge the Lord today, and we want certainly to exalt Him and lift Him up so that all men might be drawn closer to Him, and all of us can get closer to God, right? All of us can do that today, and I hope that that's what today is for all of us. In Luke chapter 2, we see a very familiar verse that says, the angel had come to Mary, had come to Joseph, and now has come to the shepherds. And of course, you can imagine the scene there. And we talked a little bit about that last week, about the scene of what it might have been like there on that shepherd's hill as the angels appeared before them. And so this one angel comes, and the angel said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news, great joy that will be for all the people." Good news, it's great joy, and I'm sending it to everybody, to all the people. Everybody gets to hear and gets to know and gets to experience the good news. And the good news brings great joy. And we are so thankful for that. Well, it just so happens that in the book of Psalms, this moment is prophesied about by somebody that we don't really know. We don't really, as a matter of fact, in this Psalms 98, if you got your Bibles, I'd love for you to turn to Psalms 98. I don't have it on the screen because I'm going to read the whole chapter of Psalms 98. Psalms 98, in many of your texts, it has authors' names there in your Bible of who wrote these different Psalms. Well, this particular Psalm says anonymous. We don't know who wrote it. But God delivered the message, that God delivered this truth. And so in Psalms 98, the word of the Lord says this. Do y'all want to stand? Let's do. Holy aerobics, right? We're all making resolutions. We're all going to get fitter and healthier and stuff. So we're just going to practice right a little bit right now. That'll be good. Psalms chapter 98. Verse number 1, sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm have worked salvation for Him. The Lord has made His salvation known and revealed His righteousness to the nations. He has remembered His love and His faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp. With the harp and with the sound of singing, with trumpets and with the blast of the ram's horn, shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His Word. May you be seated. You can be seated. So there's four things I think we can find from this passage of Scripture that relate to Luke chapter 2, verse 10. And we're kind of all going to bundle it together and make it those four stanzas of Joy to the World, which in your hymnal is page 87. If you kind of want to walk through there with us, you may do that. But point number one comes from the first line of Joy to the World. Receive Him as King. Receive Him as King. You'll remember that that first line says, let earth receive her King, let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing. Here in Psalms chapter 98, it says, shout for joy before the Lord, the King. What are the ramifications of Him being King today? That He is King above all things. Not only King, but we know from the Word of God that He is both King and Creator. So as King and Creator over the hearts and the lives of men, humanity, there are some things that ought to impact in our own life. No matter where you're from or who you are or, you know, what language you speak, what color skin you have, it doesn't matter. As humanity, there are some important things to know, because as King and as Creator, He must have control over every aspect of our life. He is the King. And if there are aspects or situations or there are circumstances or there are things in our life that He is not King over, then He certainly can't be Lord of your life then, right? And we're not where we need to be. Because only the King and only the Creator know exactly how we ought to live. Later on, earlier on in that same Psalms chapter 98, verse 2, it says, the Lord has made His salvation known and revealed His righteousness to the nations. To the nations. So everybody has the ability to receive Him as the King, because He has made His righteousness, His salvation has been made known to everyone. He has worked to redeem us, worked to make us His own by coming to earth as one of us, identifying with us in every way. So our King has come to be a peasant and a pauper just like us, leading us the way to the place where we need to be, showing us the way that we ought to go. That's why He can say, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. So we must receive Him as King today. He must be Lord and King and controller and authority in our life. Point number two is we rejoice because He reigns. We rejoice because He reigns. That second line of Joy to the World says, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. Even creation recognizes that God reigns. He reigns. And the Scripture tells us that the earth groans, longing for His return, longing to be made complete. Because only Jesus can make complete, can make us complete, can make the world complete. And so even creation groans, waiting for the return of Christ. In Luke chapter 16, it says, ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Complete. Knowing that He reigns, that nothing falls out of His hands, that He is in total control of the chaos that we find in our own life. Even in the chaos, even in the uncontrolled experiences that we have, God reigns. And He rules, and He's in charge, and He's in control, even in the mess, even in the brokenness, even in the undone. He reigns, and we rejoice in that hope. In that same Psalms chapter 29, verse 4 through 6, it says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into song with music. Make music to the Lord with harp and sound in the sounds of singing, with trumpets and ram's horns. Shout for joy to the Lord, for He is King. Let the sea resound. Let everything in it, the world and all who live in it, let the rivers clap their hands and the mountains sing for joy, because He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. And so when your life seems out of sorts, or you're having one of those Calgon moments that come, you might have had one this past week, maybe even earlier this morning, right? Even in those settings or those circumstances, our joy is not found in the circumstance. Our joy is found in the fact that He reigns. He reigns, and He rules, and He's in charge, and He's in control. and He has our best at heart. Number three, the third line of joy to the world. No more let sin and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. For He comes to make His blessings flow, for as the curse is found. That third point is redeeming love must be our theme. Once you've experienced His reign, His rule, and received Him as the King of your life, the redeeming love of Christ has to be your theme in life, has to be the thing that you wake up with on the tip of your tongue. That love and that joy that's found in Christ has to be the theme of what we're doing in the world. In Luke chapter 15, verse 7, Jesus said, "I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent." In other words, Christ says the repentance of an unbeliever, of someone who's lost in sin, who's undone in themselves, Christ in heaven rejoice over them coming to know Him as Savior and Redeemer and friend and the lover of their soul. He rejoiced because that's where we were supposed to be. That's how He created us to be, is to know God, know Him. And so for one to come to a recognition that God is God and He's in charge, that makes heaven rejoice. That makes heaven rejoice, and it should make us rejoice too, because a changed life is our confession of faith. It's like there are many who come to Christ and then walk away unchanged and undeterred from their will and their way. They come and do a certain number of things and check off some boxes and figure that that's enough for God to receive or accept. In other words, I'll trust religion to rescue me from my sin and to get me to God. And religion doesn't do that. Being a Baptist doesn't get you to heaven. Being a Catholic doesn't get you to heaven. Being a Muslim doesn't get you to heaven. Being religious doesn't get you to heaven. Only Jesus gets you to heaven, and His way is the only way to get there. Just to know His name and know what He's done on a cross and know that He died and He rose from the grave. Just knowing those facts doesn't get you to heaven. It's a relationship with the Creator of the world, with the King of the universe. And so He calls us to change. If He's created us, certainly He knows how we ought to function the best, right? Maybe some of you have tried to open up some toy or something with a butter knife or something. It just wasn't working out, right? That wasn't what that butter knife was supposed to be used for. It's to open that little battery compartment, you know, and put those batteries in. That's not a butter knife job. Butter knife's for butter. Amen? Your life was created for a certain purpose. The Creator knows exactly what that is. The world will tell you a lot of different things that your life was made for and how to live your life. The world has a lot of ideas. There's a lot of pop psychology out there, people trying to tell you exactly how you ought to live your life. Unless it's from the Lord, it's all false. It's a lie from the pit of Hades. Okay? You got to go to the source, the Creator. He's the one who knows exactly how every part of your life ought to go. So as our lives are changed by the presence and the power of God, that's our confession of faith. Our obedience to Him is a reflection of our love for Him. Our surrender to His holiness is our submission to His lordship. And so every part of our life, it's not enough just to come to church. We got to live the life out in the world. We got to have a changed perception, a changed life, an obedient life, a surrendered life, because redeeming love is the theme of our life. And we want others to know this life that we have. It's different. And the last point, point number four, righteousness wins. That last line of joy to the world is, He rules the world with truth and grace. And makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness and the wonders of His love. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 11, "I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." See, God doesn't want you to be miserable. He really doesn't. You say, Brother Mitch, you don't know my life. I mean, it is just a mess. Yeah, that's not God's will for you. Okay? God wants you to experience true joy. He really does. And a complete joy. And that your joy may be complete. That's what He wants us to experience. Back over in Psalms 98:2, it says, "The Lord has made His salvation known and revealed His righteousness to the nations. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity." How many of us believe today that God is a righteous judge? He doesn't get anything wrong, right? He is a righteous judge. He will punish those who have gone against Him, who are filled with unrighteousness, unholiness. He will punish those, and He will accept, love, bless, pour favor into those who are His own, who have accepted His lordship in their life. He is a God of love. He will judge with equity, all peoples with equity. And He's coming back to make all things right. All things are wrong right now. I mean, you look on the weather across the country is a mess. Just in Texas alone, you know, we got some folks at our house from Texas and this past week, and there's blizzards, there's flooding, there's tornadoes. I mean, there's everything, right, going on just in the state of Texas alone. It's crazy. The world is in a mess. But He's coming back to make all things new, to make all things right. Justice will be met in the holiness of God, truly. And Romans chapter 8:18 is right when it says, Paul says, "I consider that our present sufferings, our present mess, our present brokenness, our present uneasiness, unrest, our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." It doesn't compare to the glory of God, the blessing of God, the favor of the Lord, not only in the hereafter, but in the here and now. Because when that angel came to those shepherds and says, "Don't be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy. It's going to be for all the people." That's exactly what he meant. There is good news of great joy today that can be found in Jesus Christ alone. And it's not just in some faraway place. It's in the here and now. It's a right now joy that you can experience in Christ. You don't have to live in the drama of life, the chaos of life, the clutter of living. You don't have to allow your life to be so bent on those being in that place. You can step outside of that with the strength and the power of God and live in the joy of the Lord. That is your strength. But you've got to surrender your life to His lordship. You've got to trust that He's right and not everything in your life is right. You don't have everything going on just perfect. You need a Savior. Who is Christ the Lord? God saw that we needed a Savior. And not only the big issues of life, like salvation and heaven and eternity, but also in the mundane of life, the frustrations, the irritations, of life. We needed Him. We need Him. We need His joy to help us through. Today you can experience that. You can have that joy of the Lord. You can lay your burdens down. You can lay your heartaches down. You can lay your lostness down. You can lay your troubles down and experience the joy, complete joy of the Lord. Let's pray. With every head bowed and every eye closed today, the Lord brings you good news of great joy today. And it's for all of you. A Savior has been born. And He's come to make all things new. All things complete. All things right. To make what's right that which maybe in your life today is wrong. There's a lot of wrong. But He's come to make it right. Set it straight. Would you trust Him today? With whatever it is that's been burdening your heart. In a few days, we're going to embark on a new year, 2016. Are there things that you just need to leave behind in 2015? Just leave it behind. I'm not going into a new year with this clutter in my life. I'm not going into a new year with these friends in my life. I'm not going into a new year with this addiction in my life. I'm not going into a new year with this worry. I'm not doing it. I'm going to leave it to the Lord. If the invitation is anything, it's that. That you would come maybe to this altar and say, God, I'm leaving this behind. I'm not taking it forward. You help me, God. Help me to leave it at the altar. Help me to leave it with you. I've worried about it too long. I've struggled over this too long. I've dealt with this too long. I've been tempted by this for too long. I'm done with this. I'm leaving it behind. Here in this room this morning, there's one soul that needs salvation, needs hope, needs peace, needs joy. It can only be found through one, that is Jesus, who did everything necessary to rescue your life, to give you new life, a brand new start. Would you surrender your life to Him today? The best way you know how, just lay it to God. Say, God, I need you. Forgive me. Be the Lord of my life. In a moment, we're going to have a prayer. And right after that prayer, we're going to stand. And if God's spoken to your heart about something, or you need to come just lay some burden at the altar today, you come and kneel anywhere along this front, on this front pew. You come do business with the Lord. This is the last Sunday in 2015. Let's get some things straight as we look forward to a new year. If God so sees fit to give us another year. Father, in Jesus' name, you have your will and your way during this time of invitation, your invitation to us. May we get right with you what has been undone for a long time. May we, Father, surrender some things to you that we've held on to. Lord, help us, Father, to trust you with the little things and the large things. Knowing that you have provided joy, complete joy for us, if we'll trust you. May we trust you now as we lay some things down. In Jesus' name, amen.